return to yesteryear. There is in the air today a whiff of something hoary, something old, something musty, like the air in an attic that has been unopened for decades. We're beginning to sense the smell of the arrogance of business when wedded to state power. It can be seen in the war against Social Security, the incessant sniping at unions, the brutish nature of what passes for popular culture, where on every channel is the race to humiliate one another for a roll of dollars, or perhaps, even worse, where the media masquerades as your best friend, smiling, joking, teasing, as the nation's house is on fire. It dawned on me that we have been here before, perhaps a century ago, around 1903, when the National Association of Manufacturers, the NAM, began its attack on the nation's unions, calling them mob power and socialistic syndicates. This was but an echo of the mid-19th century stands of the nation's courts, which held that unions were criminal conspiracies. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 provided a statutory basis for the legal system to declare unions were illegal combinations in restraint of trade. It took popular movements and long, hard social struggles to win the right to unionize for the eight-hour day, for decent wages, and for retirement benefits. It is these very social gains that are now under attack by the business community, using the state and rhetoric about government efficiency as cover for these moves. Back in 1940, American corporations paid roughly half of the federal government's general tax revenues. That percentage has declined steadily, with a few brief blips. Despite steadily growing corporate profits over the past 60 years, guess what today's percentage of corporate income taxes is paid by businesses? Answer, 7.4%. As Mark Zeppesauer has written in Take the Rich Off Welfare, the taxes corporations avoid paying have to be raised from individuals. Not all individuals, of course. That would be un-American. Thanks to a series of tax reforms that began in 1977, the rate paid by the richest Americans has been cut nearly in half, while Social Security taxes, which are paid overwhelmingly by ordinary wage earners and not paid at all on incomes over $87,000, have steadily risen. As ever, people can only rely on themselves to fight for their interests. Organize, organize, organize. Study the issues. Read Zeppesauer's book, available on the web by one of my publishers at www.southinpress.org. Join a social movement, because only movement creates change. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.